Hello. I'm so excited to talk to you. Hello. I thought that was going to work better, but it didn't. Hello. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good night. However you're listening to this, welcome. Welcome to the show. I am Kayla, your host. I don't know. I'm just trying to sound professional right now. I'm Kayla. Nice to meet you. We're going to be friends here. We talk about all the things here. We talk about crime. We talk about business. We talk about race. That was our last episode. Wasn't Alexis amazing? Oh, we talk about cats. We talk about cheerleading. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff. But today, we're going to talk about the best TV shows and movies that I have watched during quarantine. And it's going to be a review episode. So these are all my personal opinions, and I'm so excited because I tell people about TV shows to watch and movies to watch all the time, and now I feel like I can just do it on one big microphone blast to everybody that I know. So, hi everybody that I know. Hi people that I don't know. You're going to fit in well here if you're a hot mess like me. So, first, before we talk about my favorite TV shows and movies that I've watched during quarantine, I want to tell you about a couple of life updates. And then I'm going to talk to you about Patreon updates and other stuff like that. But first, life update. So, hoo-wee! Like I told y'all, either in the first or second episode, I can't remember, we, as a team, Team Unicorn, in my network marketing business, tried to go for month two of Mercedes. In my company, you have to do 4 months straight of a volume requirement to hit Mercedes. And we were in month two and it didn't happen. And so many people keep messaging me, asking me if I'm okay, if I'm sad, how I'm dealing with things. And an official post will go on my Instagram a little bit later. But one of the best things that has ever happened to me in life and in business, but mostly in life, is little letdowns like this. And I hope I put this into the right words to explain it, because I tried to on my Instagram stories and it took like 50 billion takes. So here we go. Basically, in life, in business, in really anything that you do, you are going to have failures. You're going to fall flat on your face. You are going to mess up. You are going to not hit your goals. All of these things are going to happen to every single person, no matter what they are doing. And the best analogy or example that I have is a baby learning how to walk, because I have nanny roots. So I guess this is just where my analogy brain goes. But if you've ever seen a little baby learning how to walk, they will sit there and fall flat on their face and get back up and try again. And they almost laugh as they do it. And it's so funny to watch, because when I lived in Charlotte, I used to nanny for two little babies. It was a nanny share. It was the most fun thing ever. And Charlie, the little girl, she was learning how to walk one day. She's like falling flat on her face, getting back up, laughing, falling back on her face, getting back up and laughing over and over and over again. And I remember thinking to myself, oh my gosh, I'm so glad that I don't have to learn how to walk as an adult, because that would suck. And it's true. But then I started thinking about it and I was like, wait, why would that suck? And I basically came to the conclusion that when you're older, you get embarrassed. You care what other people think. You care about failing in front of other people. It's embarrassing, you know, and no one wants that. If I fell in front of other people now as an adult trying to walk or trying to roller skate or trying to ice skate, I don't know, that's just the first thing that comes to my mind. That would be embarrassing for me. And yet kids don't have that thought or that mindset. I started thinking, well, in business and in life, maybe I need to adapt this mindset, because it's not like I'm never going to fail. But if I learn how to fail with grace, and if I learn how to get back up and just keep going, it's not going to hurt as bad. It's not going to be as embarrassing. And I feel like there are so many people who fail like this and they just go quiet instead of using it as a teaching tool. And I'm someone who always is looking for the next thing to learn. And I think what God's trying to teach me right now is just to be patient, and my time will come. My time will come to get a beautiful white Mercedes GLS, but for now, I will stick with my Toyota, and it's great, and I love it, and I'm very thankful for it. I actually just got it this past year, so it's not even an old car, but, you know, a free car would be nice. So am I the only one who has eaten way too many sweets and bad things for me during quarantine? Because I actually know I'm not the only one. And if you're listening to this and you're like, yeah, I'm with you, girlfriend, I may have a solution for you. And it's my friend Cheyenne Moxley's new app called the Moxley Fitness NC. And basically, it is a virtual training platform that has customized workouts based on your schedule, your goals, and your fitness level. With her one-on-one coaching programs, you not only get access to an app that contains all of your workouts and videos right from your phone, but you also get consistent communication and motivation from your new incredible coach, Cheyenne. For my listeners, you get 15% off, and how you do it is when you go to fill out the contact form on her website, which I will give you that information in the bio section of this episode. You put trying to communicate with Kayla in the contact form, and you will get to choose 15% off any of the training packages. Awesome. Yay. Now that we are all going to have our amazing pre-quarantine bodies back, let's get back to the episode. The next thing I have to update you on is my Patreon feed. So for those of you who don't know, basically when you have a podcast like this, all of this content is free. But like you just heard, that is a little bit of business advice that I would normally say on other episodes. But obviously, this podcast is not just a business-oriented podcast. There's lots of other things that I will be talking about. So I had the idea to start a Patreon. And basically what that is it is different tiers where you can pay $5, $10, $20 a month to get extra content. You can have access to merchandise. You can have access to all of this stuff. Merchandise is coming soon, by the way. Oh my God, merch. I'm so excited. But basically, that's how it works. And the reason that I had the idea for it is if you have ever listened to crime podcasts, you need to listen to Crime Junkie. This is not an ad. I just love them. But they have a Patreon feed. That's how I learned about Patreon. And I started off with the $5 a month thing paying to get the extra episodes because if you're like me, you find a new podcast or a new TV show or a new movie that you like and you just want to binge it. But then when you binge it, everything's gone. Yeah, it sucks. So I know that that could happen. I know that that could happen with my podcast where, you know, everybody just wants to binge all the content. So I thought, maybe I should put some extra content in these top tiers. Whoop, whoop. So that is just a little idea, but it's coming soon. Also, merchandise is coming soon, like I said. All right. Last update is the Trying to Communicate with Kayla podcast will start airing on Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So after the fifth episode, so not this episode, but the next one, it'll start airing regularly every single Wednesday. But I just wanted to let y'all know about all of those things. Oh my goodness, I have to pause to talk about something that is a huge passion of mine and a huge passion of my friend Devin Sullivan's. We are going to talk about real estate, and for the time being, I want to just brag on my friend Devin really fast because she is a real estate agent in the Triangle and surrounding areas. And for my listeners only, she is willing to give a complimentary buyer's consultation. Or if you're one of those people who are selling your house, she's willing to give a complimentary property analysis. And she's really, really good if you're looking to buy your first home, if you're looking to upgrade, downsize, if you need information on new construction, lands, lots. She is your girl. Devin is incredibly knowledgeable with her art, and I am thrilled to be able to sponsor her in an ad. She's incredible, and if you are looking to do any of those things, make sure to hit her up. All of her contact information is actually in the bio section of this episode, so take a look at it, and now let's get back to the episode. So, the first movie that I'm actually going to talk about is Onward. It's on Disney Plus. It's about these two brothers who lose their father. I think the youngest brother is a baby and the older brother is like two when they lose their dad. So they don't even really remember him that much. But the older brother remembers like certain things. And so basically, in this other world or other land, they believe in magic and they believe in unicorns and mermaids and wizards and, like I said, magic. And because of this, and because technology becomes a thing in this other world, everyone stops using magic because it's a hard skill to learn. It's hard to master, and so they'd rather take the easy way out. And so on the oldest, or not the oldest, the younger brother's 16th birthday, the mom pulls down a present that is from their dad. And the dad said to give it to both sons on the youngest brother's 16th birthday so that they would both be old enough, I guess. They open the present. It's this wand staff thing that will basically bring their dad back for a whole day. And they think it's super, super cool. So they try to do the spell and they mess up and they only bring back half of the dad. And it's really, really sad, but funny all at the same time. And the rest of the movie is spent with them trying to fix the wand and find another little gem or whatever makes the wand work to get the other half of their dad back so that they don't waste the spell. And oh, it is so good. It is so funny. It is one of my favorite movies I think I've ever seen in my life. Definitely favorite Disney movie ever. But you have to see why it's called Onward, one. Two, you have to watch it because you know how when we were little, adults would be like, oh my gosh, there's so much adult humor in this. I love this movie. I would never understand, but probably because I was not an adult. This movie made me understand for the first time ever. So much adult humor. I was peeing in my pants most of the time. So good. So good. It had the most full circle moments of any movie that I've ever seen. You know when you're watching a movie and you see something happen and you're like, oh, well, maybe they'll answer that at the end of the movie. And then it never happens. And you're like, well, what? Interesting. Yeah, that's one of my biggest pet peeves. So if you like full circle moments, you like laughter, you like a good old Disney movie, this may be your next movie to watch. Okay, next is Frozen 2. I guess I will just stay with Disney right now. So these are all on the Disney Plus app. The next one is Frozen 2 because that was the second best movie or second best kids movie I've ever seen. Whoo, Samantha. I love Olaf. If you have not seen Frozen 1, you definitely need to go watch it because there's a lot of stuff from the first movie that makes the second movie funny. Yeah, you just need to go watch it. It's really good. It's about two sisters and it's not one of these Disney movies where a prince comes and saves them. It's actually kind of the opposite. Anna comes and saves Elsa a couple of times. Elsa comes and saves Anna a couple of times. It's classic and it's gold. It will be a classic one day. I will make sure of it. Is another movie. And it actually, by the way, side note, didn't Alexis do so good in our last podcast with talking about how to talk about race when you're a white person? This is actually a movie that she, along with a couple of other people, recommended for me to watch. It's called Just Mercy. And normally you have to pay for it, but right now it is free on Amazon Prime. So go and watch it. But it's basically about this big time lawyer. I think he went to Harvard or something. I can't really remember. I watched it probably 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. But it's about this lawyer and he's big time and he moves back down to his hometown where he finds that all of these black people are being wrongly convicted for things and just locked away for years and years and years for basically no reason. And he makes a stink in the justice system and it's just so good. He is a huge advocate for all of these people that have been wrongly, you know, convicted. And next is a TV show and it's called All American and it's on Netflix and it is so good. It's about this, let's see, how do you even describe it? Okay. There's some big twists, so I don't want to give everything away, but it's basically about this black guy from the hood that's like outside of California, LA, Los Angeles, all of that kind of stuff. Maybe it's not Los Angeles. Maybe it's Beverly Hills. I can't remember, but it's somewhere in California. But he's from the hood, like right outside where all of the money and stuff is. And he gets recruited to play for this big time California team in high school. So he does. And I can't give anything away because I feel like with this show, I would give a lot away. But just know that if you're into sports and if you're into a really good storyline, that show is for you. Oh, it's so good. It made me cry. It made me laugh. It made me think about things. It's actually, which I will talk about cheer in a second, but this show is actually one thing that made me want to look into becoming a cheerleading coach. So more on that later, but yeah, so that's All American. Then there's Outer Banks. I should have said that these are in no particular order because really they're not. Because if they were, I would have talked about Outer Banks first because it is officially my favorite TV show that I've watched during all of quarantine. It's so good. And it's not just because of John B. Basically, Outer Banks is how I describe it to people is it is a cross between One Tree Hill and The Goonies. It is so good. It is a treasure hunt that takes place in the Outer Banks, but one thing that I will say, because I was getting a little defensive, like I could feel myself personally getting defensive going on Twitter and reading this shit, but on Twitter, people were shitting on the Outer Banks basically because it wasn't filmed in the Outer Banks. But this is why I wish people would go outside and do more research and like listen to, I don't know, interviews and stuff like that. I watched this interview of the two producers and they were saying how they would have loved to film it in the Outer Banks in North Carolina. But because of the bathroom laws that stupid ass North Carolina did, no one, especially Netflix, does not want to give you money to go and produce a TV show here. So that's on that. But they did want to bring North Carolina and the Outer Banks to Charleston, South Carolina, which is actually where they filmed. So that, like, if you look in the, I don't know, first couple of episodes, there's certain t-shirts. I actually have one of the t-shirts, which is crazy. They have t-shirts of the Outer Banks. They have certain, like, restaurant logos. I don't know. It's just really cool. But one thing I will say that I just learned about myself after listening back to all of these podcasts is that I am a huge like advocate. I am so sorry for how much I say like, you guys. I would say that I need to put, you know, money in the like jar every time I say like, but I would just give it to myself. Ooh, maybe that's a good money saving idea. More to come on that. Okay. Next is another Netflix show, and it's called Cheer. For all of you cheerleaders out there, or athletes in general, I'm not even gonna put myself in a category or put cheerleaders into a category. Every single athlete should watch this because I think it gives insight to whether or not cheerleading is a sport, like officially. We can end the debate. Ooh, that would be a good debate episode. Maybe I should talk to myself more often. Thanks, guys. But Cheer is so good. It basically, I think it's like 6 episodes, but Monica is the kind of coach that I want to be. And it made me miss the competitive side of it. It made me miss the community. It made me miss, honestly, being in quarantine. It made me miss being around people. But that's another story for another day. All right. The infamous Tiger King. I feel like everyone's watched it, but if you haven't watched it, you should. It's kind of one of those what the f*** TV shows. It's one of those where you're very confused most of the time, but at the end, I mean, and this is just my opinion, but I was honestly kind of glad that I watched it. I was like, I don't really know what just happened, but I'm glad that I was a part of it. I'm glad that I got to watch it. It's about Carol Baskin's killing her husband. She whacked him. Y'all need to download TikTok if you haven't already. But yeah, I won't say much more about Tiger King because I feel like I will just be reiterating what everybody already talks about because Tiger King was the number one watch show during quarantine. So yeah, there's that. All right, next is a Hulu original. And you probably could guess what it is. It has some bad bitches in it. And it's called Little Fires Everywhere. It's about Kerry Washington and Reese Witherspoon. And they're these two moms. And Reese tries to help out Kerry Washington at first. And then Kerry Washington's story goes crazy. And then you find out Reese is actually crazy. And I won't say much more, because there's lots of twists in this show too, but you have to know that a show with Kerry Washington and Reese Witherspoon is going to be bad. I'm sorry. Like, it's just going to be a great show. And it did not disappoint. It was really, really good. All right. The next one is called 11-22-63. And for all of you that are my friends, you're going to laugh because you're going to be like, Kayla, you did not watch that during quarantine. You've watched that show like 15 billion times. Well, I would argue and say that both things are true because I have watched this show 15 billion times, but I also rewatched it again during quarantine and it made me remember how much I love it. This is how I would explain the show. It's basically about James Franco and he is a high school English teacher and he teaches night classes, you know, at night. He gets to be really good friends with this guy who owns a diner. And one day the guy goes back to go get like some kind of condiment or a hot dog, comes back out and he looks like he has cancer. And James Franco is like, oh my gosh, my man, what's going on? And he's like, I can't tell you. I'd have to show you. You have to go look for yourself. He's like, all right, my man, like, what's up? I got you. So he goes into the back wherever this guy just went and he walks through a time portal to the 60s. And he walks back out and he's like, what the f***? And the guy's like, yeah, I told you that you wouldn't have believed me. He's like, yeah, I wouldn't have believed you, but what is that? And like, what is going on? And so he basically tells him his whole life's plan. And he says, okay, I'm going to die soon because the past hates me and wants to kill me because the past doesn't like to be changed. But I need your help. I need you to go into this time portal and figure out who actually assassinated JFK. And for all of you history buffs out there, JFK was assassinated in 63. And if the portal opens at 60, his ass has to stay in this portal or in this other time period for 3 years. And the coolest part about the show is whenever he comes out of the portal, only a minute has passed. So yeah, really good show. Oh, so good. That's actually one of my favorite shows ever. But Outer Banks is probably my favorite show that I've watched during quarantine. Okay. And last but not least, McMillions, which is on HBO. So what I have to say about this is, wow. I listened to a podcast that had something to do with this, but it didn't go into as much detail as this documentary did. But it's basically about the McDonald's Monopoly game and how some people started to rig it. And that's basically all I'll say about it because I don't want to give away too much. It's super, super, super good. It has to do with the mob, y'all. It's crazy. My review of all of these TV shows and movies, though, would be if I had to pick, like, the top three that you need to watch. If you're going to get off of this podcast and you need three things to watch. Out of this list of things, I would say to watch Onward. I don't even give a shit if you don't like Disney movies. Please go watch it for me and then let me know what you think. I'm very curious. Okay, that's my first recommendation. My second recommendation would be either All American or Outer Banks. I can't really choose, so you can choose for me. And then the third one would be 11/22/63 because it is my favorite show ever. That's my review. I think you should watch those shows. I'm super excited to see what is to come on trying to communicate. Okay, I'm going to try this one more time. On trying to communicate with Kayla, the podcast. Kayla, why did you make your podcast name such a tongue twister? Why?
I don't know, Kayla, because it was a play on words and it is a joke because I'm trying to communicate with myself.
Ha 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 ha. Okay, well, that's all I have for you today, folks. Make sure you like and subscribe and review and all the things on Apple or Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. And let me know what you think because I'm having a lot of fun doing this. Are you having fun listening?